In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the midst of the day, we pause to reflect upon God's goodness and his mercy, and to commit the day afresh to his guidance and upholding. Where we see dimly, as in a silvered mirror, misted by our mortality, Lord, shine your light into our hearts and minds, that we might see you more clearly. God of light and life, in whose Son Jesus Christ is revealed all your glory in its noonday brilliance, fullness of God in flesh and blood. We praise you that in your appearing as one of us, you meet us as your children. We pause to acknowledge our indebtedness to our God and to offer him our praises today. Our God, we thank you that in the midst of these strange and unusual and worrying times, that we see signs of hope and signs of our shared humanity. Amen. Where we have become so consumed with work in the busyness of the day that we forget you, shine your light afresh into our clouded minds and draw us once again to yourself. Where our steps have taken us from the best and we have settled for a broad and easy path, guide us once more into the way of Jesus Christ and reveal your glory through us. Amen. And so to our reading from Psalm 31, beginning at verse 9. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I am in distress. Tears blur my eyes. My body and soul are withering away. I'm dying from grief. My years are shortened by sadness. Sin has drained my strength. I'm wasting away from within. I'm scorned by all my enemies and despised by my neighbours. Even my friends are afraid to come near me. When they see me on the street, they run the other way. I'm ignored as if I were dead, as if I were a broken pot. I've heard the many rumours about me, and I'm surrounded by terror. My enemies conspire against me, plotting to take my life. But I am trusting you, O Lord, saying, you are my God. My future is in your hands. Rescue me from those who hunt me down relentlessly. I do sometimes wonder if the Holy Spirit has a sense of humour. There is something about my friends afraid to come near me. When they see me on the street, they run the other way. Sounds like my experience in Budgeons this morning. We've had a prayer of thanksgiving, and I just want to incorporate that at this stage. Echoes really some of the things I was saying earlier on about the really good things that we see around the world. In the face of the pandemic, the best in us is coming out, and we give God thanks for that. And we continue with a reading from Ephesians. For once you were darkness, but now in the light, in the Lord you are light. Live as children of light. For the fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true. Try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what such people do secretly. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For everything that becomes visible is light. And therefore it says, sleeper, awake, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. And we bring our prayers for others. We pray for those we have encountered or whose circumstances have captured our hearts and our prayers. We pray for all that the remainder of this day promises. We pray for our world, church, and circle of friends and family. And today we remember a number of people by name. We pray for Maurice, who is in hospital with the virus, and Helen, who also has the virus but is at home. We pray for all those who are separated from those whom they love, particularly those who are in care homes, whose family are unable to visit. We pray for Rosemary. We pray for the family of the doctor who died, who'd been working in the hospital at Wellin. We pray for students at school and at university who face uncertainty over exams, how they're going to be taken if they're at university, or how the school is going to produce the correct award for the students if they're at school. And we pray for members of our Dagnall Street congregation who are ill at this time. We pray particularly for Katie and Tim, for Paula and Frank. We pray for the light to shine in the darkest places of our world, bringing the hope of the kingdom of Christ where fear reigns and lives are most broken. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Amen. As the remainder of the day unfolds and we seek to be attentive to your word and spirit, contemplating you, the triune God, in silence and conversation, in stillness and in service, so reveal your glory in us that we might carry about us the aroma of Christ this day, that through us others might be touched by your kingdom and encounter your love, to the glory of your name. Amen. And I bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.